Standing by the water in Crosshaven, looking out past boats, underneath them, sky which has got rain up there. It's got puffy clouds as well, and it's got blue. I'm thinking of AJ Lehan again. I'm thinking of him over there in California. And as it's getting chilly into autumn here, I'm going to read another bit of Walt Whitman, especially for AJ Lehan. It's a short piece. It's part 12 of Song of Myself by Walt Whitman. This was published first in 1855. So this is Walt Whitman. The butcher boy puts off his killing clothes or sharpens his knife at the stall in the market. I loiter, enjoying his repartee and his shuffle and breakdown. Blacksmiths, when grimed and hairy chests environ the anvil, each has his main sledge. They are all out. There is a great heat in the fire. From the cinder-strewn threshold I follow their movements. The lithe sheer of their waists plays even with their massive arms. Overhand, the hammers roll. Overhand, so slow. Overhand, so sure. They do not hasten. Each man hits in his place. That's it. Each man hits in his place. Now the focus in this small fragment of poetry, in a much, much longer poem, is so clear. They do not hasten. Each man hits in his place. So it's everybody works in a certain way. Everybody has a style. Everybody has their place. And that idea about living with intention brings up to me not just the idea of being unique and different and being zany and wild and remarkable and memorable, right? There is that whole kind of snowflake-ness of people, right? But there's the other thing about being in society, being in collaboration, having your place, fitting with the music that others are making in the way that musicians would have, let's say, in a jazz combo. They each have their place. The line, they do not hasten. And that's very much gives the impression to me that the person has got the confidence of living comfortably within their own skin. They don't hasten. They don't rush. They don't rush to impress anybody. They don't rush to catch up or anything. They are their own person. And I think that's what this piece of poetry is about, as far as I'm concerned. And it's certainly why it gives me great pleasure to read it to you, AJ. Being your own person, because you're giving such great example. Thanks a million. Bye-bye.